I was getting ready to put up my next reading of The Lady in Gold, the story I've been reading about Gustav Klimt's portrait of Adele Blackmore. And I came across Ai Weiwei's, the Chinese artist, the Chinese public artist, public art conceptual artist out of China, just now on Instagram. And he has been documenting different images from this pandemic and this virus. And so rather than reading another piece into the story right now, I thought I would post this so you could go and view it, because it also touches on how I felt as an artist back in 9/11 time frame. There was a period of time where I was in shock, and I didn't think making art had any place in tragedy that we were feeling and thinking about and watching day after day, with the rubble in New York. And I remember a few of us, my friends, my colleagues and I, got together and did some work eventually, and there were art shows about artists in times like this. What do we do? Boy, that's a long time ago now. But it's the same feeling I have. I've sort of felt like, what could I possibly say at this point? I could paint pretty pictures and try to be joyful. I could continue on with my series that I started at the beginning of the year that deals with the continuous wars we engage in as a country. I've been meandering around my studio space for weeks now. Oh, periodically doing a few little sketchy things, but nothing that really has moved me to move into a new painting fury, if you will. I think I'm numb again, like I was back then. I've been battling depression, and I know painting helps me get through that. I've been battling isolation, which I'm already self-isolated because of being a sole provider of my family and with art and teaching. Teaching is over for now. I can't go see my family. I just talked with my mother this morning. We're both going stir crazy as older people having to be isolated, because when we live alone, you need to have some outlet to be with people. I've been listening to social audio and talking with friends online, but there's only so much of that that helps as well. So, yeah, as an artist, arts in times like this is quite interesting. I vacillate between wanting to just disappear it, excuse the expression, but I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm like done with it, to the point of wanting to also document it in some way. I've been documenting it in my social audio casts. I don't want to draw masks on people. I just saw two people get out of their car today across the street from me where I live with a Safeway bag. I thought they were delivering food to somebody. They were just coming back from the grocery store. They had face masks on. This is our fucking new world. I'm sorry. But I don't want to go to the store in a mask or with gloves on. And I've seen both. Yeah. How do I make art in times like this? I don't know yet.